You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Let's check the weather forecast for the weekend. We have an update from state climatologist Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute.
The first half of July has been cooler and wetter than average. The statewide temperature has been 4 degrees below average, even though the last few days have finally felt like summer. The statewide average rainfall for the month is 3.4 inches, which is almost double the average for the first half of July. A significant El Nino event has developed in the Pacific Ocean and has a 90% chance of remaining throughout 2015 and an 80% chance of remaining until next spring. This is expected to have significant impacts on the weather in the U.S. A large band with an increased chance of being cooler and wetter than average stretches all the way from the southwest to the Midwest. All of Illinois has an increased chance of being cooler than average for August, and the southern half of Illinois has an increased chance of being wetter than average for August. The August through October forecast looks just like the August forecast, with all of Illinois having an increased chance of being cooler than average, and the southern half of Illinois has an increased chance of being wetter than average. In the short term, according to the National Weather Service, we can expect highs on Saturday and Sunday to be in the 90s and muggy with a chance of rain each day. Next week will be milder with highs in the low to mid-80s with less humidity and little chance for rain.
Our thanks to Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute. Let's check in on the whole of the Midwest as well. Here's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Showers and thunderstorms are still going to be impacting portions of the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days, but the precipitation will be better timed and not quite so intense over such large portions of the region. The end result should be favorable for crop development. A ridge of high pressure that has been advertised to move across the Midwest in the second week of the two-week outlook has been pushed back to the western United States. What that will do for the Midwest is offer us a couple of opportunities for some cooler air to push through the region periodically and to help support additional opportunities for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not big heavy soakings of rain like we've seen in recent past weeks, but timely rain of light intensity and occasionally moderately strong thunderstorms will occur across parts of the region. In general, though, it's a very favorable weather pattern if it ends up verifying. Now, we feel that there's a lot of support for this change. Most of the previous El Nino years of similar intensity to the one we have right now have generated a ridge of high pressure that spends much of the summer over the Rocky Mountain region and sometimes in the High Plains area. And also we've seen some similar patterns in other analog years, and I think that the confidence level is pretty high that the ridge will end up being further to the west. The bottom line should be quite favorable for most of the corn and soybeans produced in the Midwest. Those areas that have been suffering from excessive moisture, though, will take a while to see the best conditions evolve. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. There we post all of our agricultural programming each and every business day of the year, not long after it airs on our radio stations.